Cape Town's very privileged as a city to have its own opera company and its own full-strength orchestra. But getting to experience them is not something which everybody can access. Not everyone can afford a trip to the Artscape to buy a quite expensive ticket. For some, it's a case of the difficulty getting to the venue to hear them. Whatever the reason may be, there are many Capetonians who haven't ever had the opportunity to watch them in a professional production. Those include young children, because you can't really easily take a young child to a formal concert. As much as we'd love to introduce them to the joy of music early on, it's not fair to other concert goers to have a very young child who finds it difficult to sit still through a concert length experience. So the question today was, how do we ensure that everybody gets to experience the magic of this kind of music? Well, I'm delighted to give you the answer. The City of Cape Town has partnered with both Cape Town Opera and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra to take the show on the road, as it were. In the coming weeks of April, residents all over the city are going to have the chance to hear them perform in local community centres in a programme called Opera in Your Neighbourhood. It's my great pleasure to have on the line with us this afternoon Nikita Bjorkas, who is the Head of Community Arts and Culture Development for the City of Cape Town. Nikita, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Popo. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
It's a great, great pleasure to be able to share this news, because I think it's such a wonderful initiative, Nikita. What was the inspiration for taking the orchestra and the opera out into the city, to the people, as it were?
So the city has worked with Cape Town Opera as a partner for a good number of years. And I think over the last 3 years, we've really drawn a lot closer. And we had the opportunity to co-create some really, really cool experiences that happen outside of the traditional theater space and literally on your doorstep in your community. And so for us, that is a huge win. And I mean, you said it earlier in your introduction, not everybody has an opportunity to access world-class opera or orchestra.
So the good news is that you're coming to almost every corner of the city with this new road show. Tell us a little bit more about what is on offer in the coming weeks, Nikita.
Sure. So in the coming weeks, you'll get to experience Opera in Your Neighbourhood, which is the Cape Town Opera Chorus. They're performing in Edgemead, Bloburg, Durbanville and Simonstown. And then, and maybe this is my absolute favourite, it's Opera Blocks, which is opera for babies and young children. And that is in Ocean View and Salt River.
I'm so excited about this as well, Nikita, because, I mean, we keep on hearing about the importance of music in children's development and how good it is for their cognitive abilities to be exposed to music early on. And this is an opportunity for the very tiniest of our little residents to be exposed. Tell us a bit more about what happens at an Opera Blocks gathering.
Sure. So, Opera Blocks, it is about entertainment. Right? But it's also about the magic that happens. It's about, you know, the child for often for the very first time, being able to hear live music, being able to see it. And then Opera Blocks, it's a very sensory experience. And so, you know, vibrant colors, music, lots of things to touch, lots of things to look at, bubbles. And so the past 2 years, we had, 1 year we had an underwater theme. Last year, I think it was in the garden, and this year we're going on safari. And so, it's a theme that children can really relate to. And the other thing is, you're not seated like you're seated in the traditional theater. The kids literally can sit on an ottoman, there's like a little bit of aspiratus, and where they're sitting is the stage. And so, you know, the songs and activities and the music and the dance takes place in and around the children. And so it's a really engaging and the kids can participate in the actual production. I think what's been really, really cool is a couple of years ago, we took it to one of the really, really under-resourced areas in Cape Town. And what was so touching is that the experience did not only enrich the child, but also added value to the mom who brought the child. And so what the mom had said was, you know, every single day in her neighborhood where she lives, she hears gunshots, arguing, really, really not great things. But for one whole hour, she could hear the magic of music. And that literally changed the perspective on a lot of things. Mm. And then the other side of it is these kids are so engaged. And they absolutely, I mean, what child doesn't love music and colors yeah. and playing, you know? And so we're really trying to instill a love and appreciation for music from a really, really young age.
I think it's such a wonderful idea, Nikita. And one of our listeners already responding on the WhatsApp line saying, now this is cool. What an incredible initiative by City of Cape Town. I think it's wonderful. It's about creating access in places that are difficult to access for some and taking it out to where they are to experience. Now, Nikita, as you've mentioned, the communities you're visiting are quite diverse. I'm just going to quickly run through that list again, and then I'll ask you to tell us how you actually get to be part of this. Monday, the 22nd of April, from 12 until 4 at the Edgemead Community Hall, Tuesday the 23rd at the Bloberg Community Hall, Wednesday the 24th at the Durbanville Town Hall, and Thursday the 25th from 12 until 4 at the Simonstown Civic Centre. Those are for the Opera Chorus performances. The Opera Blocks for the Kiddies are Friday the 26th of April from 11 till 1 at the Ocean View Community Hall, and Saturday the 27th, 11 till 1 at the Salt River Town Hall. Just to confirm, Nikita, there's no cost to participate in these gatherings, is there?
There is no cost to participate. The only thing I would recommend is that if you plan to bring your little ones to Opera Blocks, you would need to RSVP because those seats, because of the nature of the performance, those are limited seats.
Okay.
And you just need to RSVP. I can give you those details.
Please do.
Okay, so it's Lukanyele Msolongo at capetown.gov.za. I'll spell it.
Okay.
Lukanyele dot msolongo at capetown.gov.za.
Lukanyele.msolongo at capetown.gov.za. And if somebody is driving and couldn't jot that down, I have got a copy of that email address on file. You're welcome to mail me whenever you're back at your computer, and I'll gladly send the details through. So it's worth sending an email to RSVP to book a seat, particularly for the Opera Blocks. Nikita, thank you so much for making time to fill us in on all the details, and I hope it is going to be as enriching this time round as that wonderful experience you've just shared with us for that mom and child. I hope that you have many such stories coming out of the latest edition. And thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. And thanks so much for promoting cultural activities on your show. It's really, these events are literally life-changing.
Nikita, it's always my pleasure. Thank you so much. Nikita Bjorkas is the head of community arts and culture development in the City of Cape Town. So if you would like to join in any of those activities, the Monday to Thursday next week are the opera performances, and then the Opera Blocks for Kiddies on the Friday and Saturday. The email address once again, lukanyele.msolongo at capetown.gov.za.